from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You know another reason I like you, Ben? Because when we have Melissa, you don't play that silly girly song that she likes to hear. You play real music. That little silly girl, I don't know what the name of that song is. Joe kisses up to her and plays what she wants to play and all that stuff, man. You can go play what you want to play.
Yeah.
Joining us right now, Melissa Kim. What's going on, Melissa?
Ben and I need to have a chat about what is happening about the music selection coming into my segment. Ben, we'll chat. Don't worry. You're not in trouble. You're not in trouble.
Don't worry. All right, Melissa, let's say you are the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. You are in charge. You're not the boss of me and Ed, but you're the boss of the Ravens. What do you want to see in preseason game number two?
I do want to see some of those guys that are maybe on the fringe.
Okay.
You know, I want to see some of those guys, what they can do. Prove to me why you think that you should be here. That sounds a little tough, but I think that is what we're looking at here. We're kind of looking maybe at some of those roles that are maybe wide receiver number 5, 6, you know, like maybe some of the guys that would be on the P squad, but would have an opportunity, God forbid something happens later in the season. I think that's a little bit of what I'm looking at. Also a little bit more of like how we're going to figure out this. I think there's a lot of confusion. It seems like, or maybe I don't want to say confusion, a lot of kinks to be worked out on the new kickoff rule as well. I want to see a little bit more of that from other teams too, honestly, not just the Ravens.
They look confused. It's teams in general about this new rule.
Say that again, sorry.
I feel like teams look confused.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's the thing. I think, I don't know that anybody has like the black and white answer of this is how it works. This is how, like, you know, I mean, even Justin Tucker, we talked to him yesterday. A man of many, many soliloquies, but he only got a couple of reps in. He's like, you kind of just get a feel for the play. He's like, it looks kind of weird at first because we're so accustomed to, you know, the way we did before, like being at the 35 and, you know, the other team being all the way on the other side of the field. So he's like, you know, he's like, it definitely feels kind of awkward. So I think that these first couple of preseason games are really good for a lot of the special team, for every special teams unit around the league to figure out how this is going to work exactly. And, you know, for him, he says that he kind of changes the way it, you know, that he kicks to, obviously, because, you know, it's been an adjustment because he kind of like compared it. He's the analogy of like a golf swing, right? He's like, usually he's like, I would always just be like, hey, I'm using the driver per se, you know, but now he's like, you kind of have to adjust a little bit because you're not just trying to like kick the living daylights out of the ball, but you're doing it a little bit more strategically. It's not just all about power, you know? So it's interesting to watch. I was watching the game last night, and it's kind of like, I don't think anybody like truly has like been like, yes, like we got it now. Like we're good. Like, you know, so I think these next couple of games are gonna be really good.
You mentioned, I just have to share this with you. Your buddy, Jeremy, we took him golfing once cause he doesn't play. He used a driver, okay. On a short par three.
Stop! That's, really? I mean, okay. I mean, wait, like right on to start?
Yes, like 120 yards away. Oh. Yes.
Oh, okay. I mean, sometimes I do that, but that's because, like, you know, I have to hit it a little bit harder than everybody else. But, like, okay. Jeez. Okay. Wait, he's never played golf before? Oh, my God. We should go golfing, guys. I see a segment coming up. A golfing segment. Golfing MK segment.
We can golf all fall.
Okay, that sounds great.
Melissa Kim joining us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Melissa, who stood out to you in week one? Is there a player that you walked away from somewhat impressed with after week one?
I really liked Owen Wright in that first game.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about him.
A lot of people did. Yeah. Yeah, Maryland native from Bethesda, went to school here, went to Monmouth for college. And, you know, I kept a little bit of an eye on him last year, but, you know, given that we had a pretty full depth chart. But, I mean, I think that he has a real opportunity this year because we obviously have Justice. We have Derrick Henry. I don't think that Keaton Mitchell will be coming back until well into the second half of the season, from what I understand.
Dalvin
or maybe
Cook is gone, free agent.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think Owen Wright has a real opportunity here to earn a spot on this team. So that was really cool to see, obviously. And he talked about, for him, like, this has been a dream come true being from here. And he said he had a bunch of, like, friends and family, and they introduced the offense at the first preseason game. And so he got to, you know, run out with his name being called and all his friends and family being there. So he said that was something he's never going to forget for the rest of his life. But that being said, a couple of the O-linemen, too, I would like to see a little bit more from. I think that that is kind of an area that I have been keeping an eye on, too, to see. Because, you know, I have other friends throughout the league that, you know, cover their respective teams. And everyone's like, oh, my God, Derrick Henry. Like, oh, my God, like Lamar Jackson. I was like, yeah, no, it's great. But, I mean, you know, the O-line kind of has to be the ones to solidify those guys being successful, you know. So I'm definitely keeping an eye on what's the different combinations and who's going to be where on the O-line for sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Well, you mentioned running back, because obviously Derrick Henry is the man. My question is, yeah, given what we've seen in the past, particularly the championship game last year, Derrick Henry led the NFL in attempts last year, 280. Mm-hmm. But it's not uncommon. McCaffrey at 272, Rashad White from Tampa Bay, 272, Etienne, Jacksonville, 267. This is what you do with your bell cow running backs. Do you think, are you confident the Ravens will do this, given a history of not doing this?
It was just that one game, though, right? I mean, I think that, or
well,
maybe a little
they've
bit
done this.
They're a little throughout, too. Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe that's a false statement there. But, I mean, I hope that they do. I mean, you know, I think that having someone like Derrick Henry on your team, I mean, it's almost a no-brainer, right? Like, we have this guy, use him. You know, I mean, he's just so talented. And so, still at 30 years old, I mean, the shape that he's in, the football experience that he has, I mean, I think that you have to. How could you not?
I think you kind of misunderstood what Ed meant. He's not talking about not running the football. The Ravens have this history, recent history, of playing
Running back by committee.
Running back by committee. No one gets that many carries.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think that's, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't want to misrepresent what you meant, but I think that's what he meant.
No, like, 100%. Like Justice Hill had 84 carries last year. Keaton Mitchell had 47. Right. Lamar had 148. No one has the load that Henry has, but they're not Derrick Henry.
Right.
That was my point, yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Most carries a running back has had recently in the past 4 or 5 years was Gus Edwards hit like 145 or something, yeah. Like maybe back in 2020.
Sounds like it would be him.
Yeah,
too.
So that I think that's what he means.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, I understand your point for sure. And I mean, I don't think that you're wrong in that at all. But we shall see. I mean, I don't know. Like, you know,
I don't know either. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've never had anyone like that on this team before, you know? So fingers crossed that it will happen. So,
you bring out a great point because they haven't had his raft of the belt. Because Mark Ingram, when he came here, he was the guy that shared carries in New Orleans before he came here. So he was never really a bell cow guy where he was getting all the carries. So that's actually a great point.
Yeah.
I think, and I stand corrected, Mark Henry did have 200 carries back in 2019 when he first got here. But before then, he was with Alvin Kamara, so he kind of shared carries, the situation with other people. So you're right. We haven't had a Derrick Henry type here since probably Ray Rice, maybe,
yeah,
in terms of a guy that's a bell cow guy.
Yeah, is your every down back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Melissa,
I agree.
Melissa, you going to the game tomorrow?
I am going to the game tomorrow. I'm also going to the Orioles game tonight because I have some friends in town from Atlanta who are covering the Falcons. We're here for the game, and they were like, we want to go to Camden Yards. So what do you think that I should – what do you think that they absolutely have to do here in Baltimore, both of you guys?
Oh, you got to go. You got to go to get some crab cakes. Yeah. I would go to Pappas or Jimmy's.
I would go to Sandtown because the beaches are nice there.
Don't take them to Sandtown.
Okay, yeah, they're like coming to Baltimore to go to the beach. Okay,
what time are you? Wait a minute, just go to take them to Pickles right across the street.
Yeah, Pickles is definitely on the list. We're definitely going to Pickles. Yeah.
I would take them to Cherry Hill and see the cherry blossoms too.
Oh, he's just messing with you.
Stop it! These people can never come back to Baltimore. Okay, stop it.
Yeah,
they were so pumped. They were so excited because they've never been to Baltimore before, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, we have to go to Camden Yards."
What time are they getting here?
I think like 3. Yeah.
See, yeah, you 3 o'clock. You're not here. You'll have a lot of options by then because you probably won't settle down to about 4. So I would hit. I would today. Make sure you hit Pickles at like 5 o'clock. Hang out there. Yeah. Baltimore Baseball tonight should be there. Ask them for some Pickles Bucks, and then go to the game. And then tomorrow, because you got a 12 o'clock game, that's when I would hit the town. Go get some crab cakes from one of those establishments.
You should stop by here and hit up Chuck Chuck Bucks.
We're going to the game. I'll get some Chuck. Oh, I definitely need the Chuck Bucks. Okay, yeah, I'll definitely do that then, for sure.
I'll actually be at the game tonight.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll definitely be there. And I feel like it's such a good time for them to like be here and to like watch the Orioles play like where they are right now. You know what I mean? So I'm excited. Yay. Okay, yay. We will definitely do all that. Thanks, guys.
Just give us a yay. Did she just yay us?
Yay.
Yay. Yes. Okay. Yay.
Whatever.
She would have been back in the 80s. She would have been, what do they call them, Valley Girls? One of the Valley Girls.
I feel like we're in the cast of Friends right now. Like this, you know?
Yeah. Bunch of catchphrases.
Whatever. Joe comes back, we'll get the music situation settled and everything, so don't worry.
I think the music situation today was beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And guess what? Joe won't be here next Friday either. It'll be Ben again.
Okay. So then Ben and I will have a chat before next week's show.
I thought Melissa liked Drake. Sorry.
You thought she liked Drake? She does like Drake. Don't listen to her. She doesn't know who
she likes some Drake. No, but we're on Team Kendrick. Don't forget. We're on Team Kendrick and not Team Drake.
Oh, yes, right. We are Team Kendrick. Yeah. I forgot about that. We are. I didn't forget that I forgot that you were because, Drake's music sometimes is kind of lame. So I thought, yes, what you like.
Oh my gosh, that's so rude, first of all. That's so cool.
Whatever.
Cool.
When you say whatever, do you throw up the W with your fingers?
I do not. I absolutely do not. I am not Cher from Clueless.
Okay? It's bad that you need a reference. We'll give you a little drink as we go out. Have yourself a good weekend, Melissa. Okay.
Thank you, guys. You too. Right. Bye.
Bye. See ya.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.